So it's been about 6 years before you started this. I had started describing the sources and the connection of the first mission to the second mission, the sources of the Gemara Veris. The Torah, very little problem that we have in the second Mishnah, our Makbil, in the reverse form, the Zedul Mazeh, the Torah, very little problem, is giving rise to the Zohar Shabbat Zohar. And we had discussed last time only the main form of source of action for each one of these Avedas. But we wanted to, just to complete the picture, just to point out that what we meant was only that it's the main one, but actually all three apply to all three. There is a main, and there is a certain importance in practical terms when a person is involved with trying to massacre in some area, himself or somebody else, of something that relates to one of these three things, because we have to know that the same thing can come from different sources. And how to deal with it may depend on where the source of problem is, not just where the surface problem is. So, for example, we'll go through each one of them quickly, because we're going to go on to the next Mishnah. We said that, let's say, Gilui Arayis. In the Gilui Arayis, we described last time that the number one on the list is selfish. First comes to Gilui Arayis, because he takes koichos that were given for high purposes, that given for things that have tremendous value, and he reduced them to be something of defined by his personal definitions. The world is defined by me, not before last time, but I want. That's the bottom line in the beginning. It's the main source to Hanoi's Atzmon for simply, that's the guiding force, and that's the number one on terms of Gilui Arayis. The number two, which is maybe the more famous or the more simple, even though it's not the most basic, but the simple understanding how a person comes to Gilui Arayis is to say Yetzer, that a koach that used properly finds is actually very good, and some of the information will look as positive, something that is used to build the world. But the Yetzer gets involved and takes the good bread and blows it up beyond the proper places for it, and brings it to extend beyond the lines of Heter. This is especially true not in the more gross forms of the Arayis, but in the more evil forms that still involve in doing the Arayis. For example, there's a surah the Rav form of Heter. And I thought about somebody who's not with his wife. That takes more strong usually. That person should come just because of the sister's ayatza. Being sana with the neighbor's wife, that's a pretty low person. The person, there were some options like that. Either he has very low ideals, well, or he has an exceptionally strong sister's ayatza for some reason or the other. Generally, it's because his morals are so correct. But the idea of coming to such a reduced picture of the world and of oneself usually has a source in the first one. Somebody who guided his world on Hanoi's Atzmon, on I want, that defines the world. So, with the greatest understanding of morals, I mean, take Aristotle, who's well known to the point that his student, and he had did these type of things, a series of forms of Arayis, thought in place, and things. So the Talmidim, students ask him, I teach us. That's the famous statement, do as I teach you and as you do. That's a good. The cochlear for good intact. That's the correct. Do as I teach you. I think it's something else. Yeah.
The social ace of the Marcel Akhtel.
Cochlear for good intact. Cochlear. I think that's from the cochlear.
They don't want to relate to life.
Life is wonderful. What's the other thing? University, life, schedule, speed, breakfast, very different. Our car is not very high.
It is geared to the
That's why, as we said, we mentioned already that the Zelumas of Gilead Isis Torah, Torah is the one that puts us in our proper perspective and teaches us to take everything and put it in its proper use, its proper place. Lighter forms, everybody has a Yitzhahor, you're meant to have one. That person doesn't have what you see as a Galgis. Yitzhahor, a Taiva, Taiva is a healthy thing, something the brain should put into us. It was made to be used properly. But since we have it, and it's a very powerful power within man, man in particular, so we have to also know how to watch it, to keep it under balance. That's all there is what you're allowed to do, that's what you're not allowed to do. There's a few out there, not everything that walks the street is what you're allowed to look at, not everything that they print. Everything that is fit to print is longer printed. Now we print a lot of things that are not fit to print if you're reading the wrong things. And the same thing in any other form of media which is nowadays around has a lot of problems. And you can't just say, well, it's out there. Which one do? We have a few. Which can I say nine? But here, a person can just say, just walk in the street and do it. What do you want? No. True. The power itself. Very able, you don't even realize that you're involved in it, that that power is so active. But there are ways, I don't want to go into this subject too much, the ways to test it out. You can show to yourself that that's actually what is going on. But what happens over here? There's a power that in itself will use power. It has its proper purpose, it's right. You say this very good, a bunch of wants it. But we also want to store ourselves. And the diseases that it's in particularly connected from here, bubbles things up and plans and applies them to the wrong place. And there is another idea, which is also sometimes to be applied to the more homogeneous, and that is the third idea of seasons, which we could equate to what the Gemara says, that in order of which applies in particular to the Arias. All of Arias in general, but in particular talking about the Arias. I don't want to go into the details of the idea very much, but a person who has an understanding of what the world is and what the powers that are in him are, the momentary pleasures that can be involved outside of the house instead of inside of the house, whatever it may be, are such a ridiculous reduction to covet atzma, self-respect, that any healthy person could without anybody else knowing that. But you couldn't really have a hard time looking yourself in the mirror. Simple self-respect and understandings of respect for power. Power can bring children to it. I'm past the color of life, the very essence of a person from generation to generation. I know of it. So there's no how I can say for that. It's not possible. A thinking man can't do. If the brain is in gear, it won't happen. The problem is that this Ruach Shtus is not one that came in from some metaphysical sources, and he put it upon himself. Very often, actually, it was over the Aveda, then it was too late. He was so into the Ruach Shtus that he it's an answer. Well, the problem was that he didn't watch this craft in the light of once beforehand. And he exposed himself to too many McClellan's and shames that the Yetzer was discovered. And was brought up to levels that we can in general say that he's no longer in control. He's in now under a rush. He can't, he's not an anus. He's not put it out of his sky. Because he brought it upon himself and he wasn't watching. All right, these are the three things. We could go into it more, but just we wanted to get a mashu of understanding that the very same thinking has different aspects to it, and as you approach it, the person has to approach not only what is the problem, but what is the source of the problem. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, we said, we started with procedures. That means that most surface. The simple understanding how all of it is started, the Rambam explained it comes from mistakes in philosophy. Mistakes in philosophy, half-truths. A understanding Rama Kaul, Goyim Hashem, the relation by the Goyim is so great that he can't be involved with a little person like me. So I have to worship his servants. God directed me, the bunch of Rama Kaul, Goyim Hashem, how is your mind for you? Far away from you, keep him up there, don't bother me. These are the type of mistakes which is the beginnings of Avodah Zarah in general. But this is not true for Jews in particular. Jews don't get there that way. The Jews are once we have the Kaif HaTeira, these type of mistakes are so mavur. Avraham Avinu had 400 twice so worked through the Sugya of Avodah Zarah very, very clear. And it says, "La'olam la'ov liyisrael Avodah Zarah ela lahatzav lahem arayis v'fahesya." It's a very typical concept, and I don't want to go into too much detail right now. We're just going to indicate that there are sometimes secondary motives. The Torah is one where Avodah Hashem, maybe we'll see this could be a very good connecting point between the second Mishnah and third Mishnah, where religion serves first and foremost to be real Avodah Hashem. In other words, this is a concept which needs discussion and clarification. The version needs us. We go on. That's part of the mistakes of Avodah Zarah, that the simple understanding of, I mean, I'm Oyvid Hashem for the Hashem's purposes, the shame Hashem for Israel wasn't, he didn't mean. What can I offer? What do I have to offer? He's missing something. So this is one of the sources, the deeper sources, really comes from the old desire which is related to Gilui Arayis, to want to put yourself in the center of the universe instead of everybody else. That was over there, number one, the opening, number two. And saying that even religion itself is not there to serve the Baruch Hu, but it's to serve me. I have a lot of things in my life. One, I have my family, my house. Now another thing, which is a very, very important thing in my life, I have a religion. One of the satellites in the center in the world, which I'm in the center, is God. He's one of my satellites. And he serves my purposes. I'll give an example of this in practical terms. It's a strange example. This happened the other day. A person comes to me, and he says he found a tremendous thing. And he's really excited. Well, what's that? He saw the Igeres Ramban. You're familiar with the Igeres Ramban. Tremendous work. He had to go through it one day. There's a tremendous work, one of the letters he wrote his son. Tremendous Yesodos there in Avodas Hashem. A letter, in the beginning of a lot of the Siddurim, they have it printed in the first page. Tremendous Chokhmah and Eitzah, how to be Miskadim and Hashem. He has it all down there in a couple of lines. The last line he says, and you should go, he tells his son that you should say this at least once a week, you should learn this at least once a week, and on the day that you learn this, you should know that your tefillahs are going to be answered. Okay? First thing, he had it all backwards. So, tremendous inspiration. So, he finally gets him out of the first line. Oh, what'd you see there? So, I thought he was going to tell him this. There's so many clues of all over there. Which was the thing that, you know, he says that if you read it, that then your tefillahs are going to be answered. I told him, the person who reads it the way you read it, okay, doesn't work at all. What you got until there didn't excite you. The one thing that got you excited is, oh, here's a school, it's got something good for me, something good for me. And here, if I do this, soon I'm going to wrap them up and put them on the school, wrap around your neck. I get school out of it. It's going to be good for me. Okay? Then I can ask the donation for $1 million and watch it. He'll see next week what I can get. Okay? Whatever you want. He said, I'm done signed. He said, whatever I got, that's it. Right? The idea was the approach. There's something here that was 98% teaching you your responsibilities to the donation. And if I didn't find anything exciting about that. What's exciting about all this? Because if I read it, there are a lot of aspects. I don't want to get into anything that sounds slightly related to anything familiar. trying to keep away from anything. But there are a lot of forms of Avodas Hashem in quotes, which is finding ways how the Baruch Hashem should work for me. And this is what it was in its secondary form. The first form was the choice in Hashkofa. The person really understood. He had a mistake in philosophy, thought the punishment was too big to worship. What did the Avodah Zarah do? What are the components? What was all the systems of the Avodah Zarah? But they did astrology and all the involved things, but they did, and it actually worked. We're not familiar with all these kliyos, but there are kliyos that if a person knows how to tune in, you can use metaphysical forces, and you can control them to a certain degree. The Avodah Zarah was a use of whatever powers you were particularly involved with, as you worship them, and then that way you'll be able to control them for your own purposes. Unfortunately, there are some forms of Avodas Hashem that have made this mistake, and they so the Russian in the Chazal, Avodas Zarah v'Tayr. Chas v'Shalom, we wouldn't want to say that a Yid says Avodas Zarah, but the idea of Avodas Zarah v'Tayr, and they say, really, it means the Avodas Hashem, but he's Toya. But he turns it around that the Avodas Hashem itself was there, you know, I'll do this and it'll bring me this school and that school. Everything's measured in what's going to be for you. It's like going into a natural food store. So you take this one and it's good for you. It's great for kidneys. Right. What is it? I don't know. That's what it did next. Right. But they told me it's great for kidneys. It helped me cause bullshit. Is there anything wrong with your kidneys? Not that I know. But it's good. It's good. And they have all this, like, multi-billion-dollar business all over the world. And it's good. So you can do this, they do this in religion too. It's one of the main sources of Avodah Zarah and all assorted forms of Avodah Zarah. The prior you go in and you say, if you do this thing, it's a beginning, it's an all beginning. It's great things will happen for you. Right? All the water here, all kinds of things. I don't talk about anybody. If you think that it sounds familiar, I don't know. I don't mean anybody. But if you have a particular question, come and ask me. Ask it. We have to know. Avodas Hashem is not, you know, I do this and I'll get results. And this is a good school for that. This is a mahalach of Avodas Zarah. Makes it zar. It's going in the wrong direction. It's using the religiousness. It's using the Rebbeinu Shalom or whatever the Avodah Zarah represents, the Rebbeinu Shalom or the Rebbe or whatever religious leader form that you're using, or the Torah itself sometimes, to use for your benefit. This is one of the forms of what Chazal mean, that the Avodah Zarah, Chazal didn't have mistakes in the basic Hashkofa. The basic Amunah, Chazal knows that there's one Rebbeinu Shalom is able to Parshat Amunah Pshuta, that's in our blood, take any Yid, anywhere, anytime, you put up against the wall, and you say, bow down to the Avodah Zarah, I'll kill you. 99 times out of 100, that you. This has been proven in history thousands of times. But regardless of how he lived his life, he dealt with it. So, how come some of them Taka didn't live their life the way? Of the Avodah Zarah, I will have to. If I listen to the Torah, then I can't do it if I want another area as well. So I convince myself with mistakes to rationalize the type of behavior that I would like. This secondary form is the two ideas, the same idea, two forms of how a Avodah Zarah is really a Avodah Tzatzmah. We take a Avodah Hashem and turn it around and it's Tzatzmah. And this, this form of Avodah Zarah is the one that Klai Solis especially has to watch out for. Klai Solis especially so quickly. That's a Avodah Zarah that establishes the Shem Shemayim. If a person makes a mistake, the Emes and Hashkof, he didn't punch me out, right? But most Klai Solis of Avodah Zarah is in the second dish form. The third idea of the Tesisas HaYetzer in Avodah Zarah, we have no concept of. We have no idea of the idea of the regular taiva. I want it. Go after it. Right? We don't understand that in terms of what it's up. There's good reason for it. He's been dead for a long time. The Anshi Knesset is a girl that killed it. We're not familiar with that. We can't. It doesn't make any sense. see a person stop because you get old. And he doesn't make sense. It's a mistaken philosophy. A rationalization for a person. Just a drive. You had a drive for it, just like a person has a drive for a candy car. You have a drive to fall down to a statue. Doesn't make any sense. The reason is because it doesn't exist anymore. Important point though here is though that the difference between this Yetzirah and the others is that this one was done away with and the other one is not yet. But just here we can learn to all Yetzirahs. The person has a drive for a candy bar. If you go to any other, I'm talking about a Dover ulcer, which he shouldn't be doing. But he feels that drive and it's hard to fight. He has to think back about the Yetzirah and the you feel the drive to bound down to a statue? Does that make sense? Doesn't make any sense. There's nothing in it. It's gone. Okay. So this drive is the same noise, just that it wasn't bubbled yet. You have to wait until Mashiach comes and then the Baruch will shut the Yetzirah completely and we finish with him too. Then people are going to turn around and they're going to show the movies the way we live. I'm going to say these people running after Kovu and Kaifa and Kina. Okay. Stop dreaming for it, Same way we don't understand now that some drive, but there's no try to run. Run after it, we don't understand it. But here's the important part is to know that we don't understand. Shrich is doming. We said last time that the Sisa Zayetz over here rings to the primary form of actually murder, which forms Shrich is doming. And that comes from Kass. We've discussed Kass in the past, and obviously there's nobody here right now to check for that. But there are the other two also. One is, and this is a big one, it's actually a way of source of past, that is, a person who sees himself too much as a sense of universe. So, how is it that he's secondary to somebody else? Jerry, could you imagine that the sun woke up one day and found out that it's secondary to the moon? Found that the animal world will come secondary to rats. That's not the way it is. Contrary to it. And get you to it. It's in your very essence. And then it's either me or you. That statement that it's like that, that's the very, very, very understanding of when a person sees himself as the center of the world, then he's very old to kina. Because, what do you mean? I'm the center of the world. How can you have more than what I think I should have? I'm the one who's either brilliant or rich, powerful, whatever area a person feels is guided in. And it's me. All, you know me? What's this guy doing with more than me? Kina. And Kina is one of the big sources of Ritzicha and Abrazai of the Ritzicha. Kaf itself is Abrazai of the Ritzicha, but Abrazai, all the things that go along with it to tag along this. Not the mummies. Kill somebody. There's a third form which we have to be very careful with. A lot of the retifas, the little retifas that we do, come, and a lot of the big retifas also come this way. And the bottom line of it is Megillah. You know why I killed him? You know why I ruined his business? You know why I defamed him all over town? Megillah. He had it coming. Do you know what he did? He had it coming, I'm right. This is very, very dangerous. Because that's good if you are right. But you made one little mistake, you're right. So Rainish gives a classical example. A person opens up a business next to a place where there's already people in that community have that business. And they lose their business. So they went around slandering and explaining people, what he's doing to them, how they're running his business, terrible person he is, so annoying this fellow. Trying to convince people that they shouldn't let their kids play with his kids. And that was one story. And then on the next block, there was a guy who opened up another cheder. Same story, it was already a cheder, already a school. And I came in, and I already still opened up another school. And the same story, first school, second school. They both did the seemingly the exact same thing. So one problem. You look, there's a little sifra shofar off that says that in all other businesses, or in most of the businesses, you can't go and open up a business. We've got to go to somebody else's business, but they're already in business. But in Malamdi Tariki, and Makina Seif and Tarva Chokhma is an overriding consideration. And anybody who wants to open it up, competition, the one who best will win. Even if somebody's going to lose their kanosa, he has the right to do it, nobody's allowed to stop. So they both could do the same thing, but you have to know who is really right, and then only you have to get the... You can't... You have to be heavy misunderstood in the din.
Whoa.
Sometimes it looks immoral, but really he's right. This is the way I had it many times in the cases that you have in the Iskai Shchemi. When the guy who seems to be on the surface, the louse, he's the tzaddik, he has the right to do it. Everybody in the building wants a certain thing, and there's one guy who's like, no, it's going to bother me. It's going to keep me up being after me, honestly. So it's going to bother me. He doesn't want it. Right? Get in the way, and everybody is stupid tiny, nobody understands. Everybody's angry. Oh, I'll be angry. You have to go check it out. Could vary the cases, but he has a right. Everybody is entitled to the machine assets. It's one of the rights. It's right. Everybody has their machine assets. Right? One of the rights. Asking him to give away some territory of the public property or something, he has the right one. So maybe if it wouldn't bother him, it would be very nice. But you ask him a favor. If he doesn't want to do you a favor because Michigan asked him, he's not allowed any time. The person goes to the neighbor and asks him to put, ask for a bottle of milk. Yeah, gave him yesterday 2 eggs. And 4 weeks ago when he said no, he said, I'm sorry, I would really like you to know, but I don't have enough. It's coming. What's it? No. So, you said it must be. And you would open up, look inside his apartment, and you see that his in-laws are sitting on his head. Okay. Or whatever, something is going on over there. And he was in such a tumult, and he was just afraid that you would overhear things that you would prefer you didn't overhear. He said, no, goodbye, and close the door. Nothing happened. And the idea of Caesar's is another of the sources for
Mishnah Givim.
He's the last Yochid in the series here. That is a one-man job, a fisherman tzaddik. From here on in, there will be groups of two. We'll see this soon. But he was the last one person going to the door who had everything that needed to be said wrapped up. So again, this is a klal. So we're expecting something here of klal, and it relates to what we learned until now, and that will be, in fact, the hagdama for the rest of the parak. So let's see what he has to say. Who are your imen? Al tiyuk avodim hamishamshin sarav amanas lakavo pras. Elo holuk avodim hamishamshin sarav amanas shaloi lakavo pras. There are two gears here that we're showing to discuss. Whether it's, what does he say here? That you shouldn't be like avodim that hamishamshin sarav for the purpose of getting reward. But you should be like avodim Hamishamshin Sarav, now there are two gears. So we have it in the Mishnah, that's the beginning of this Maskana. Amanash Shaloi L'Kavol Pras, in order not to get a reward. And other gears is Shaloi Amanash L'Kavol Pras.
It's
one. What?
We have
this one. Right. Each of them. It depends which.
Yeah.
What? Something like that. There are two gears.
We'll discuss
it. And the fear of Rabban Yishan should be high. Fear of heaven, particularly. All right, what do we have here? So as an introduction, just so we see that this is a little dangerous waters that we're walking on here. And this was the beginning of one of the very serious breakdowns of Torah. One of the worst things that ever happened to Klal Yisrael before Christianity were the people called the Tzedukim. Nowadays, you have to read the history books to hear about them. They're not very popular nowadays. I heard in the old city this. But basically, Hitler and Moscow did away with the last remnants of them. We have to know at the time of their strength, they were very probably a rogue of Christ. This group, the Tzedukim and the Baitusim, were the original Reformed Jews. They were the source of the people who are Jews, believe in Torah, but they're going to write the Torah according to their design. Right? In other words, the basic line of it is Teshuv, Exav, and Har Sinai, and everything. That's all true. But what does the Torah mean? So Teshuv, well, Torah is not Mechayev then. And you accept what you like, and you discard what you don't like, you write a new one when it's convenient. And the Kitzur, it becomes hollowed out of any essence of Yiddish. That's a great book called Torah Kula. These are the original Avni Kursim. And you know where they came from? This came from this mission. So we'll see, that was the Nelson describes the story here. He had two Talmidim, and they would say over his words and teach it to Talmidim. They were from the advanced Talmidim that would teach the Shurim to the beginners, to the lower levels. So the Talmidim and the Talmidim. They were Metayek in the words of Antikin Sitzaykai. And they asked, why do they say such a thing? That you shouldn't go after this far. Ever see a worker who works the whole day and doesn't get a paycheck at the end? If they knew the truth, that there was Olam Haba, and there was Klius and Mason, they wouldn't try to sell us this kind of stuff. It must be. All the portion of the Torah and Nishas Mehem Shtei Protzit Stoikim Batus and Stoikim Hashem Tzodok Batus and Hashem Batus. It must be less than the last dying. There's no scar. And therefore they try to convince you. Don't worry about scar. The other Hashem without scar. This was the source of these two tragic, tragic break-offs in the center of life. I mean, the large portion of life went down a very, very dark path. It all started from this mission. There's a very dangerous and dark aspect of this mission. The mission, especially according to the Gears, he said, we shouldn't be interested in Tzfar. We shouldn't be interested in Tzfar. Well, Torah talks about Tzfar. If there is Tzfar, why should I be interested? What are you telling me such things for? Says, it must be they knew the truth, like he says here at the end. I would look at my own maturity, be out Prushim, Shane Mitzar, and Absin, Boyle Mahazer, the Boyle Mahazer, and Lahim Kluk. You know what these guys say? They know the truth. They know that their Messiah themselves, going on up there, running from his evil, without the tortures, and we're supposed to suffer in this world, and you know what we get in the next world? Back. That's what they say. Right, what? That's not a case. Doesn't make any sense. Glad to hear that. That would be very upset. You know.
That's what their
conclusion is. If Antigonus, his circle, is teaching that you shouldn't be interested in Tzfar, it must be he knew that there is no Tzfar to be interested in, and therefore he was trying to sidetrack the issue. And they say, there can't be, if there's no Tzfar, we don't need it. There's nothing to look forward to in this world. So why didn't they stam right over? What do they have to start up the Torah for? Also, so they knew enough Torah to know that that's not a good way to enjoy life. Right. I in the tapers. Right. So it doesn't work right now. Yeah, like we said before, religion is one of the requirements of mankind's own benefit. So they made their own one. Take and choose what they like, you take what you don't like, you don't like. According to convenience, according to Judaism. And we're religious, and we belong, and we identify, and everything's wonderful. Except that whenever it presses on me, it'll soon change their roles.
And that's how many of them
are? No. They came, and they said, why did the rabbi say to tell us not to go after prayer? Right. There is no prayer.
He said before, was that if Shalom HaMidei Lekha Pras, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's no prayer, it means...
Well, I said that you especially hear it on the other gears, more Al-Amanah Shalom HaMidei Lekha Pras, in order not to get a reward. I'm not sure loy the kabbalah. You should work with I'm not sure loy the kabbalah.
So the first response was that if you see a worker that works and doesn't get paid, which means that there is a schar. They believe in a schar.
No,
because they wouldn't have answered that way.
No, it said that if there was schar, right,
then we would be right to work for it.
Working is schar. That's the normal thing. So what do you tell me to work in that case?
It
must be that this is some fine fluke and idea to cover up what these Purushim can hear and know that there isn't any scar. You don't follow it, so it's good. Don't try, if you understand them too well, it's not good. This is it. The biggest and the biggest Talmidim of this Tana, and a good head of the clients all ended up going after it. Unbelievable, huh? I can't believe it. Can't believe it. I explained it before. That's the connection between the second mission and the third mission. How does that happen? It's ridiculous. Was it from Jesus? On the surface, oh, they made a cheshbon. Eh, they made a mistake.
It's a great community.
What?
It's a great community. They know what they're saying is not true.
What?
They know what they're saying is not true.
Yeah. And even go ask them. Hey, come back. It's the one. Right, knock on the door and say, Rebbe, is this what you really want? And then he was checking them out very quickly. Right. Probably was throwing them off of their role of being top Talmid. That's one of the reasons they didn't go out. No, this proves it. You know, this is after courses built on prayer. Right. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe said that Amanah Shaloi Lekabel Pras. You see, he doesn't believe in Scar. But he has some fine looking idea that you can be Mitzah and Asun Boyle Mazeh Uboyle Maboyle and Lahim Klum. But then he said, that's good for you. It's not going to make a new religion, that's for people like me. But the basics, the Emes, the Rebbe said, believe that. Rebbe said, I didn't understand what you think, maybe you didn't understand that it can't be. Of course. There goes the whole tale. No, there is. That's for sure true. Rebbe said that. Shalayah, Shalayah, Kabul Press. Rebbe said, he knew there's nothing there. They have some funny idea, huh? That's why this Mishnah seems to go, and that's where they went off. This Mishnah seems to be saying, you know that whole business they told you about Skarva Inish since kindergarten? That's just for the kindergarten. That's the story they tell you to try to keep you in line. It's like Shalom Lishmo. So it's really, you have to do Torah because of Torah. But tell a kid you have to learn Lishmo, you're not going to get too far. You're a big kid. So like the Rambam says in the beginning, you give him candies, and later you offer him treats, and afterwards you give him presents, and later you give him money, afterwards you give him kavod. And when he's 35, 45, 55, whatever it is, maybe he'll be married. The God will say, so that's why they'll do the worm, Emes, true Emes. But that's when you gave him the candy. Is that the real stuff? It's not the real stuff. So he thought that this is, you know, he told him to finally, he lit the secret out of the back here. And then he told him that the real truth is he has to be Oivet, Shaloi, Amana, Shaloi, the God. Forget about Scar, take Scar, Oivet, Shaloi, out of the picture. That was only motivation that we tell people that are not up to living according to the real truth of Yiddishkeit and the real middle, solid, hard truth is that you have to decide after the oil is there. The oil of the oil is up to me. Sukkim said, alright, that's the truth. That's no doubt about it. Not for me. The oil is there. The oil is broken. If I'm not going anywhere anyway, then Oichel v'shasoy yoyim kimot v'homus. V'hoyim v'shtamshim b'lchi chesr v'chayzov v'yameyim shoyse taitin gas v'alayim. So it says.
Does an Eved look forward to reward?
Does an Eved look forward to reward? So that's one idea. That's one way of understanding how they understood what the goodness said. That he was telling us, you know what we are? We're slaves. What's an Eved that is not Makabal Christ? Right? We know that. We've been through that. Right? Before we have the Pari, now we have the Hashem. In other words, we take the idea of Avdus directly translated from Avdus Paro. And just take power off the king and put the blemish on there. But the Avdus is also the same. It's all for the king, not for me. Hang on a minute. Not a minute for me. Can you have the blemish show that something out of this? Business of us being Mitzar Asman, Boil, Mazer, Hemal, Achaz, and Klub. Another evil king. He's more precious, he's stronger. Yarech Azoke. He threw power off and he took over. Through a band of Avodim. This is class 9 for 7. We're a band of Avodim by Paro, and first we bow down to Paro, and now we bow down to the stronger thing, really. But we're servants, just go after things, not looking for our own benefit, not caring about ourselves, not thinking, not understanding, just blindly worshipping. Nobody ever told you this? Never got this speech? What about Tachlis? No. That speech about what's going to do with Tachlis? What are you going to accomplish in the world? And what about your money and grandchildren? And, go out there and succeed. All these different speeches and so forth. You spend the whole day. Give the boy some. You know what? Besides Shabbos, you give him Sunday and Thursday afternoon. If you want to go to Shabbos, it's next. A little bit of Tachlis, you know. A little Tachlis. You heard that one? When you work for the Bnei Shalom, that's company time, that's servant. And so we do it like Hachat Pesach HaShteyaseif. In other words, we hold like that, it's still in, but we have to know it. When we work for the Bnei Shalom, then we have proof, according to the Tzduk. Right? That's after time. We're working for the Bnei Shalom, nothing in it. Working for the Bnei Shalom, no sky, no nothing in it. It's not like that. But I give Tzedakah, rubbish. Rips out of my hat. I'm missing it. It's cost the money. I used to have it, I don't have it. Right. But then I find that I spend learning, and I don't know, it's all wasted money. It's gone. It's no benefit for me. Right. But you know, you have to give part of it to the body. You have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. So, you know, some people sacrifice by making altars, by the moiluch, they would take their children and pull through the fire. And Baruch Hashem, all we have to do is daven a little bit, learn a little bit, some problems with kasher, a couple of laws here and there. But, and we like to, we're Avdei Hashem with that. We'll keep him happy. We don't be happy. Right? He won't start up with it. The rest of the time, Tachlis. What's up for me? What's in it for me? Where's mine?
that's the impression that they got over here, and there is something that needs to be explained. Is that he's trying to say that you have to work not for your society, it's not for you. Not for me? Then why do it? Why do something?
So playing field with metaphor, what you're saying is that, in my understanding, is that they didn't understand what the term baptism meant. They didn't understand the English version, and they didn't because what they interpreted it as the role of a worker, of a soaker, who has to get a scar. That is the normal thing. If you work, you're supposed to.
Okay. And
even the Torah tells you, you should even withhold the
payment.
The
person
day's
does,
work,
when
right?
You do a job for a boss, this is the boss. That's why I put
it. So I get myself upset. Yeah. And I can see through the Torah also. They said, well, why should I wait if I'm working now until I get paid at the end of the job? When they were up. So the first misinterpretation on their part was they need a positive. Second interpretation, which I haven't seen, is the danger of the cross. Because Evid, what are you throwing? You're throwing the rest of the fish after you finish with it. What is the ultimate goal of an Evid should be shechur, should be
That's again, all you understand as Vodim as a Vodim Yilun Lepara. That's what they did. That's what they did. They did shechur. From Meshachar themselves, from Avodas Hashem. And they made now Avodas Hashem.
No, because I'm saying, and it was, even if you would, it seems that Antigonus was being very specific here, even if you would work for the press, and you get the press, that doesn't take away the compass from the effort. The only thing that would, and that's why I said, I didn't understand it, so they opted out entirely.
They opted out, not entirely, but they did even worse than that. They
took what they wanted.
They subjugated the Torah. That's much worse.
Because even if an Eved becomes...
Be chloe. Why be reformed? You want to keep Torah? So be not prepared. What are you taking and saying, no, this was this? That's what?
Because I want to cross you
too. If they would have just become chiloniim, especially in those days, there was no reform. I mean, it wasn't popular chiloniim, this stuff, kacha, right? There would be nobody. I guess they were leaders of mass sections of Christ. I mean, a new movement. Right? No, there's the Orthodox, and then there's the conservative. You know? So you're entitled, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, and I have to mine. So you should be nice. I respect you. Respect me. I don't respect you. These Orthodox people, black people, you know. Only them. Listen, there are three prongs to Judaism. Okay? And, you know, everybody has free choice to choose whichever one they want. They're all valid. And you have yours, and you have your opinion, but respect on people's opinions. My friends, these aren't opinions. What opinions here? What opinions? Very short. So this is where you can end up. This is where you can end up. The English mission.
How do they motivate such terrible misinterpretation?
Okay, no question that we're not going to judge them or understand their workings, because these people are much, much greater than our conception. And there's nothing that we can say that will explain, right, exactly what happened. But one thing we could learn, that this is a classical example of what we explained before. Or this movement, or that movement, or Zionism, or Reformism, or any of the isms. Only Zionism. What's the connection from its flow now? Zionism. Chaim said it already. Chaim said Zionism's main purpose was to be Eikatayim. Was to be Eikatayim in the Shaykh. And so it was a secondary thing. They would have suffered for Uganda if it would have worked out. Good in Uganda. If that would have gotten rid of it, it would have been fine too. And it's true now too. That's why many of them are American.
which, by the way, was the country that brought up the UN that racism design came from again.
Is that right?
The end of the...
What's the reason why you come to all these ideas? Where do we get, where do all these ideas come from? Because it tells you, yeah, what you gotta do, what you can't do, what you can't do, and a person doesn't want it, so it's hard. But just stop. Go it off. Can't. That deep down desire, put your goal. Allow a person to go after. Yeah, could call it a goy on yourself. You have the first Jewish God. Yeah, we can be like all the goy. We can be like all the goy. Be special, different. Everybody hates us. But Skarim say, you know what? Herzl tried that, and he's right. The goal is to just everybody just become Krishna to begin. He realized it wasn't going to go over so good. So he came up with another idea. So we'll make up things called Zionism. And we'll add in Shia and Christ, so the relationship there, so it's something you can really speak to people. And you're all off the masses. And everybody gets so involved in the idea of coming back to that show. So that's it. Who fell in and who didn't? These new things, different forms, the same thing. One who in his deep roots wants to be Oyvind Hashem won't fall for this stuff. It'll be difficult, it'll be hard, and he's not going to fall for it. But this is Yiddishkeit, it's not Yiddishkeit, it's anti-Yiddishkeit. Right? There's so many Yiddishkeit. So it's not, that's not right. Why? I don't understand why it's not right. They seem to be right. They make a lot of sense. They talk beautiful. And it's still something I believe in also. And I'm very confused. But anyway, can't figure out. How do you mission through things? I'm confused. I don't know. I don't have the answers. Right? But can't be. But the person who saw that, you know, first I can, you know, not have to sit and learn yeshiva all day. And then maybe I can become a Mizrahi. And then maybe I can throw off the whole thing. They'll fall for it. They'll fall.
Is the end of the Mishnah Bima Rosh Hashanah, is that his advice to them afterwards?
There are a portion that explain that that's the right. And to the first point, he added this point, you know, after he saw what happened. Explain your idea, but whoa, hold it there before everything else. Then either you'll understand what I say, you'll come back and say I didn't understand. Exactly. So I'm fortunate to explain it. That's why we were going to take it for a different approach. That's one of the approaches. That the reason why for that is main part of the mission is talking about proper office, not proper office. Then all of a sudden a different concept comes in at the end. The emotion mind. Where did that come from? So some of them unfortunately explain what he says. But the Jewish mind, that was his reaction. After he saw what happened, so the Torah remains Torah. He still teaches. Goes down for all the Torahs. Even he saw what came out of it. Even when he saw what came out of it. Even when he said it came out. Even when he saw what came out of it, he, the Torah is still there. Ki Yishor Adachi Hashem, Sadiqim Yelfu Broi. Showing the question. The Adachi Hashem or Yishor? That depends. The same day Hashem, that's Yosho, Sadiqim, the people that are driven, that want to do what's right, they'll find the right place. Yelfu Broi. They'll figure out how to go in it. Either there are obstacles, there's difficulties. They'll overcome. They'll go on this straight path, even if it seems difficult. They're showing the kosher book. They'll trip over the pack itself. Because of the Rishonim, we don't throw off the Torah. The Torah remains. It's part of the Mishnah. But he put on that last, you know, footnote. He learned this Mishnah. Yeah, Yerushalayim Aleichem. I'm unfortunate to explain it that way.
we were going to take another approach with Mr. Jamal Khadiyatsin.
But the difference of how much could be for
Is
it within the thing that was up there, within the 50 years, 70 years?
No, it's 100, 500 years, 300 years. I mean, Christianity was a process. In a way, the Sadducan were the forerunners of Christianity, only in a way because they broke down, right, the black control of rabbinical authority. After you break down the black control of rabbinical authority, then you can sell the masses thinking.
They were the royalty. They were the people.
Right. I mean, the royalty got involved in it for the very reason that the royalty especially has a problem with Tayyip. Because the Melech Yisrael, what? So the Melech Yisrael in particular, there's only one Melech, so Man Malchir Abonet. Every time he wants to make a move, he has to ask the Chachamim. It's allowed, it's not allowed, is it good, is it bad? Right? So it's not so you don't feel so, so royal that you have to have a rabbi in one pocket every time. You have a Melech, don't feel that. So they were very successful. The royalty was very susceptible to this type of thing. And Elchanan, the royalty, was one of the reasons. The problem was the royalty there. One of the reasons they may be able to make such inroads into Klai Yisrael, because once the royalty, once the leaders go, bad news. So, just to, we didn't explain, let's make it clear. We didn't explain what is this mission telling us. We haven't explained that. We only explained the danger point in it, and you really know how to do such things. I'm just running out of time, okay? I mean, so just please. We're in the middle, so we continue. So we're only explaining what's not the pshat. We're explaining the difficulty here in the concept. Tzchar HaYiddish is so basic to our understanding of Yiddishkeit, and this mission does seem, that's true, it does seem to say disregard it.